a series of text messages to the Purdue community Saturday warning people of a suspicious package, an armed robbery, and a sexual assault raised many an eyebrow. But when only one of those situations was eventually updated with follow-up texts, some questioned how Purdue's warning system is designed. Purdue Police Chief John Cox says his department must send messages about ongoing threats to the campus, but has received negative feedback in the past about sending too many messages. So the department developed a page on the Purdue website where updates can be posted. Most warning texts now include that website address, but numbers from Purdue's information technology team suggest the plan to drive people to that page is not working. Cox says the messages go to more than 50,000 devices and tell recipients to go to the website. But in the 10 and 11 o'clock hour on Saturday night, when texts were sent out about all three incidents, the emergency action page at Purdue.edu received just 4,400 hits, a number equal to less than 10% of all of the devices that received the messages. Purdue also didn't send up a follow-up text when officers discovered the armed robbery didn't actually happen and the so-called sexual assault was actually an instance of inappropriate touching. Cox says he's more concerned about needlessly alarming people with additional all-caps texts from law enforcement.
In a situation like that armed robbery, where we have an outcome where it was a false informing, we put that up on the EA page because I don't want the community to go, oh, it's another page. And it becomes to be that cry wolf thing.
The suspicious package also turned out not to be a threat, but rather a poorly marked home for a group of rabbits that students were trying to protect.